T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's Chris Rose, and he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Chris.
Good. How are you?
I'm feeling doing okay. How are you? There.
We're good. We feel good. Hey, listen, we just spent a little time talking about your buddy, Tyler Glasnow, and how he's got this injury now, this UCL, and he's out, and he laid it out. I got to tell you, on the surface, when you read the headline, you know, Glasnow blames MLB for injury, you're like, really? But then when you listen to what he has to say, I think it changes our perspective on it a little bit. I know it did for Jeff and I. Your thoughts on that, what he had to say yesterday about, hey, I get it, I understand it, but changing the rules in the middle of the season, really, it's not cool, and it's messing things up.
Yeah, there's a lot to digest here, and I had a chance to text with him yesterday, and he's actually in a decent spot, even though, you know, he's probably lost the rest of this season, and if he has to have surgery, all of next season. Wow. And listen, it's the reason you can't get caught up in headlines. Headlines are there to make you click on stuff, and hopefully you listen to his entire 7 or 8 minute discussion about why he feels the way he feels, right? And there's a certain group of fans out there that don't understand. They're saying, well, hold on, he admitted to cheating, so I don't feel bad for him. So I will once again break this down into the simplest terms for you. The combination of rosin and sunscreen, which a guy like Tyler Glasnow and which a lot of major league pitchers has been using, it gives the players an ability to grip the ball better. They have screwed Major League Baseball, which bought Rawlings a couple years ago, has been changing the ball constantly. And to the naked eye, you can't tell. But to the way that it feels like a pool table ball, right? Like a cue ball. You need something to grip it with. Well, he went cold turkey several weeks ago, and so now he's trying to develop a different way to hold the baseball in his hands that was triggering muscle usage that he hadn't been using for several years. And when you throw the ball 100 miles an hour like he does, and when you throw a hook the way that he does, eventually something's going to snap in there. And the combination of rosin and sunscreen is the equivalent of driving 40 in a 35. Is it over the speed limit? Absolutely. Do we think somebody should be pulled over and ticketed for it? No. The other stuff they're using, the spider tack, all sorts of other stuff that they're concocting in labs, is the equivalent of driving 100 in a school zone. You should have the book of justice thrown at you on that one. So the problem is, doing this midseason, he's not going to be the only one that's going to have arm trouble. And if you want that to happen to your favorite players, then good. You should be in favor of it. But, man, this is something that should have been taken care of years, if not decades ago, by Major League Baseball. Heck, there's a tacky baseball that Japan uses. Why don't we have that over here? Like, it's once again Major League Baseball trying to point the finger at players when they should have cleaned up their own house and taken care of business ahead of time.
That tacky baseball would take care of it, you know, in theory, Chris. There's no question. And by the way, is it bad or good that we both used a speed limit analogy when talking about this?
I think the whole world does.
But it's the easiest thing to equate.
Yeah, it is.
Really, it's something that we all do every day. You know, we don't understand what it's like to hold a Major League Baseball and have to try and grip it deep in our hands and try and, you know, put a combination of sunscreen and rosin on to make things work. Like, we don't have any understanding of that, but I sure as heck can understand going 40 and a 35.
Here's my question. Chris, maybe you know the answer better than I do, because I didn't think about it until today, until we started listening to Tyler. I mean, sunscreen is not illegal, is it? I can't imagine that they would stop
playing. No, it's not.
I mean,
sunscreen's
but the combination of it is. Correct. Okay.
Yeah, but if you're wearing sunscreen and picking up the rosin bag, how do you avoid that?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so now you're getting into a really interesting area. And I know that there's a certain faction of Indians fans that can't stand Trevor Bauer anymore. But go watch on social media. I'll go retweet it after we're done here. He did an eight-and-a-half-minute interview with the Dodgers pregame show out here in Los Angeles. And a lot of it spent time talking about the decision yesterday. And he actually showed us that he was able to hold his hand flat and hold the baseball under it. And he said, "Do you think I'm using an illegal substance right now?" And he said, "I'm actually, it's a combination of rosin and sweat on my hand. So it's not illegal what I'm doing, but it sure as heck looks illegal because a ball is being suspended from his flat hand." So how are Major League umpires going to be able to discern when a guy is using stuff, or if a guy's hand is just sticky because of this combination of rosin and sweat? It's going to be a mess. I mean, when you try and turn a cruise liner around on a hairpin turn in the middle of the ocean, you might get the Poseidon Adventure. It's just going to be a mess.
So give us some solutions here. Chris, do you have any? How do they get out of this mess?
Yeah, the solution is doing it in the off season. Like, so you know what? At the beginning of the year, they told the players we're going to be confiscating baseballs to do a research, have some data points, et cetera. And then they went around their back and they said, no, we're going to change it midstream because a few guys have said stuff out loud. I mean, and that's the way baseball has been. It's been a total reactionary sport. Like, you could have done this years ago. But now you're going to put the player's health at risk in some cases by doing this. Like, what's the point? And I know, I guarantee you, there's certain listeners of yours that are saying, "Well, I have no time for cheaters." Okay, you got it. I get it. There's definitely a percentage of players, including I imagine some you root for on a daily basis, who are using that stuff, and it should be cleaned up. Nobody's saying it. The game shouldn't be cleaned up. It's a question of time and place, in my opinion.
Chris, could Major League Baseball supply pitchers with something and leave it in the back of the mound like with a rosin bag?
Yes,
hey, you've got these two options.
Yes, but they can't do it in the middle of the season. You know?
Well, maybe they could if they're cracking down on this, except they're cracking down on something. I mean, this is such – it's all so gray to me, Chris, because – all right, they're cracking down on something that's illegal, but they've turned a blind eye to it. So if they're going to do that, couldn't they go ahead and just change it midseason and say, "Hey, here's your little tub of sunscreen out here," or whatever, or "Here's more Delaware River mud," whatever you guys need. Here it is.
Yeah, it's just that I think it takes an entire offseason to get everybody on the same page to come up with a substance that everybody can agree on, meaning hitters, pitchers, league, to make sure the umpire – think of if you're an umpire.
Oh, man,
they had
a mess.
Zoom meeting yesterday for the first time on this subject.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay, hey, guys, here's what you're looking for. Good luck. You think the – I talked to an umpire yesterday. He's like, "Yep, it's just another thing that gets thrown on our plate, and we're going to end up looking like the bad guys."
Yeah, they are.
You know, and it's true. It's just – it's so poorly handled. When you rush to judgment, when you know, it's essentially it's like cramming for an exam. You know, like you had the entire semester to study, pal. And now you're trying to figure something out in 24 hours. Good luck.
Yeah, I still wonder. I mean, I can't imagine any umpire is going to go look at a pitcher right now unless a manager requests it, right?
They have to. They have to. At least twice a game, the starter is going to get checked. Every reliever will get checked when he leaves the game or finishes the inning, whatever comes first. They're all going to get checked. It's a mess.
More on their plate.
It is a complete mess. No pun intended.
Yeah, it's interesting. All right, let's talk about your Indians now because your rotation for the Indians is, you know, we were talking this morning about Cal Quantrill being essentially your number two starter with Bieber being hurt. Bieber doesn't want to say, I mean, and, you know, we're talking about the, you know, what's going on with the baseball, but there's a point where I think if you just look at his stats from the season and pitches thrown that you can understand where he may have some soreness in his arm from throwing so much. And he won't say that, though. I mean, Shane's not going to say that. What do you think, and where are they going with Bieber?
I don't know. We'll see in 2 weeks when he's allowed to be reevaluated. But, yeah, I mean, this is, once again, we played 60 games last year. We're past that mark for everybody, I think, except maybe the Mets. And, the injury situation is going to get worse before it gets better on the pitching front.
You said that last week too, Chris. You were talking about relief pitchers in particular. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to happen. It's going to continue to happen. And Bieber has not looked right. And guys have been laying off his breaking stuff. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's not as sharp. I don't know, you know, but he has not looked the same when he throws the baseball. And it wasn't just Sunday. It was, you know, it's been recent starts where he hasn't looked as good. So you hope that it's just a little inflammation and he's okay to join us at some point after the All-Star break. But, you know, I also wouldn't be surprised if it was a longer thing. You just don't know. And I don't think that it's the number of pitches. You know, Trevor Bauer, I think, throws the most pitches in baseball. And that guy hasn't had any arm trouble. So it's just human to human, and everybody's a little different.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I think Shane actually had more than Trevor did this year, but that's just didn't we bring that stat yesterday? Didn't we?
Yeah, he threw three more pitches per start than Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, I mean,
that's basically the same number.
Yeah, Minnesota. Yeah.
Exactly. Same thing.
And you know, Chris, people are going to look at Trevor, and people did and thought he was nuts. You know, with some of his training methods. But you just said it. I think you said it perfectly. It's person to person on this. You know, everybody's different. That works for him. He throws like crazy. You know, he really, really throws for his training. And I got an email from Mark in Tremont who reminded me, he said, Bob Feller always used to say, how do you get your arm in shape? By throwing. Throw, 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 throw. That's what Bob did. It worked for him. It works for Trevor. It won't work for everybody. But you can be sure that people are going to be paying attention to what Trevor Bauer's been doing and think maybe this is what we all need to start maybe leaning more towards rather than limiting pitches. Just throw more. And not necessarily in games, but between starts and everything else as Trevor does. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, but yes, he has started this whole driveline era. I mean, there's places all over the place. My youngest son goes to one of those places right now.
So does mine.
Where they're putting you on the Rapsodo and measuring your spin rate at young ages and stuff like that. And places like that are great to teach you how to throw harder. I don't know if they definitely teach you how to pitch better, but they, you know, they build arm strength and things of that nature and teach you how to take care of your arm and all that sort of stuff. With all due respect to the legacy of Bob Feller, there weren't a ton of guys throwing the ball the way he did back then.
Nope.
Now every staff has several guys that throw 97 and higher. So, I mean, you'd be stupid not to pay attention to what he's doing. And most guys do, you know, and they have a very specific routine they get into. But, guys, it's human nature. When you have this many guys throwing a ball that hard, at some point it's just going to break. Your stuff is going to break. And in addition, it's, you know, we don't ask starters to go seven innings anymore. That's not how everything is built from the ground up in an organization. You know, I mean, how many guys, how many pitchers do we use a game? Four or five, it feels like. What did the Indians use to get through last night? Five? You know, in a game where they only give up two runs?
Yeah.
That's
a good point.
Chris, used to be, if you threw three guys in a game, that seemed like a lot, right?
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
Right.
Chris, I got 60 seconds. I want to get some Browns real quick, just because I know we've talked. I only have like 60 seconds. Nick Chubb yesterday said, hey, Cleveland is where I want to be. Now we're in the middle of mini camp right now. Just what were your thoughts on Nick Chubb and, you know, Cleveland is where I want to be?
Yeah, I think I've mentioned this to you before. With a running back, so he's heading in the last year of his four-year rookie contract. I would sign him now and make the 1 year, the first year, count on this cap if they can do it. You know, I would sign him to a four-year deal, and because he is the lifeblood of this team, is it going to cost you somebody else? Is it going to cost you Wyatt Teller? Possibly. Is it going to cost you one of those wide receivers? Can't rework a contract, possibly. But I think we can all admit they are a different team when he's back there. So I would do it with a four-year deal. I'd make the first year count against this cap. That gives you a three more years moving forward. That sounds about right, a seven-year deal for a running back out of college that is that good. That's where I'd go with it.
That's very
Chris, what's
sensible.
Coming up on the rotation, my friend?
So we got Archie Bradley coming up tomorrow, and he was very honest. I talked to him yesterday when all this stuff broke, and he's a pitcher for the Phillies. And he was actually – it's shocking. He was on the hitter side of this whole thing, and he was really happy that baseball did something about this. So it's a fascinating discussion as to, you know, would he have conversations with teammates, you know, who he sees using illegal stuff? Because remember, these guys are going to get suspended for 10 games. But you can't replace him on a roster. That's a big part of this equation, so it hurts the team. So it's a really, really interesting conversation.
Chris, thank you. As always, we love our conversations with you. And, of course, we're checking out on the Chris Rose rotation, but we're also watching you on NFL Network as well. So
appreciate
thank
it, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
Have a great day.
All right.
Thank you, Chris.
You too. Chris Rose.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.